Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Gray Leopard Code with Gary Norris Gray. Gary will be coming to you each Saturday, 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, talking sports live on GLC.
Famous as a place of movie scenes.
on the corner selling rock, preacher, pray to God. Hail a gypsy cab, take me down from Harlem to the Brooklyn Bridge. Someone sleeps tonight with a hunger for more than an empty fridge.
Time. Stop it. What are you doing? More money, more money, more money. I knew you were going to be glad when you were there. Oh, my man. You're right, Jokovic. And Jokovic might be the man in the French Open and the U.S. Open, which only needs one Grand Slam. One. That's Wimbledon. That's it. So, Mr. Jokovic has to take this into account. He might as well go get the vaccine so we can go play. The Jags are number one. Well, they were number one. And the Bears number two. That's all changed now. While the ladies' side has remained the same. As I got a game card and Tampa Cardinal remain 1-2. Rich Bisella is still head coach of the the Vegas Raiders. But they fired GM Matt when they usually fired GM, that means the head coach is not far behind. On Tuesday, the Sixers and Simmons still can't agree. Simmons is okay with the whole season and the team can't trade him. 49ers Jimmy Garoppolo will play today as he has sprained shoulder and a sore thumb and whatever else is wrong with him. It's playoff time. You play. Kyle Irving is playing this week because the Brooklyn Nets are on the road. I'll tell you something. And with Kevin Durant out with an injury, now Kyrie Irving has to make a decision. Get off the pot and get the vaccine and go play for the Brooklyn Nets. Your team needs you now. You need to sacrifice it. Good news, Buda Baker of the 49ers will have no motor skill problems. Andre, Violet Christ in the Ram Cardinal game. Monday night. He'll be ready for next season when the car was in the field. Sad news on Tuesday afternoon. As the matriarch of basketball, Lucy Harris, Louisa Harris, is real name, at 88 years old, the center for the Delta State champions. She was a thorn in the Magdalena side. Year after year, Magdalena played Delta State. For then was the women's championship. It wasn't the NCAA championship. And Denise Gray was battling Lucy every year. Lucy passed 66 years old. Florida State upset Duke overtime. This is at Purdue beats University of Illinois. In double overtime, and Illinois have a three-game losing streak. And they could be out of the top 10. Wednesday, the numbers are in. As the Dallas Cowboys played that game, it was the highest-rated game of 2021-22 season. Michigan, University of Michigan, reached a $490 million settlement with a York, U.S. Open champion Emma Raghun, Raghano, is out of the Australian Open. Brett Murray is out also on Friday. Naomi Osaka also out. On the men's side, the first five ranks are gone. On this day, 70 years ago, the best baseball player on the planet, Josh Gibson of the Negro League, passed away in 1947. Major League Baseball missed one of the greatest overhitters of our time. And because he played in the Negro League, he will not get recognition. Well, I'm recognizing you today on Gary McComb. We miss you, Josh Gibson. UConn will pay a heavy price for firing Kelly Ali. UConn men's basketball team will pay $11 million for firing Ali in 2018 for alleged illegal contact and the NCAA violation. The NCAA arbiter found little or no evidence of this. And the school must pay Ali in 10 days. That press up was behind $25 referee comments at the end of the pre-match game with the end play. They go out to the referees. He's behind $25. UCLA and USC escape the victory with 5 seconds shot. The Bruins beat Utah 63-58. While men of Troy also beat Colorado 61-58. They played a changed team today. Troy played Utah today. And the Bruins play Colorado. Thursday night was not a good night for the Bay Area as the Seattle Kraken beat the San Jose Sharks 3-2, while the depleted Indiana Pacers beat the Golden State Warriors in overtime. Now, for those who watched the game, you had a 5.1 seconds to go in the game. You had a 3-point lead. And this thing about foul the person as soon as the ball gets in. The Warriors did not do that, and guess what? They had to go overtime. St. Theodore scored for the Golden Knights of Vegas. 4-3 victory, overtime victory over the Montreal Canadiens. We will get the hockey in a couple of weeks, get the hockey full. After the AFL playoffs. Friday, the New York Football Giants, here we go. The New York Football Giants play Joe Schoen as general manager. This guy is a kid for the Buffalo Bill organization. This is why they have a problem with hiring African-Americans in the National Football League. The Giants are a avenues. They went straight to the old boy network and found Joe Sheehan. Where's the guy change? DeMarcus Cousins might play basketball again. I think it's the day contract with Denver Nuggets. It's 14 in 2 years. Tampa Bay Rays and mainly baseball has shown the new city option when the Rays were playing in Montreal and Tampa Bay, and then now we're not going to do that. So they have to go back to the drawing board for the Rays. They have to find a way to get people to come to the game in Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay is a good team. I don't know why people don't come and see them play. We'll take a break.
Ain't gonna let nobody
keep on talking, marching up the freedom land.
Ain't gonna
guys are doing what to do. Only one African American coach in right now present. 32 teams. NFL playoff time, referees should be invisible. It should be invisible. But last week, in two games, they were a bone of contention. The referees should not be noticed in any game. Last week in the Dallas Cowboys game, with time running down, the referee had sent the ball so it could be legally run. The clock ran out. The guys got exhausted at the end of the game. It doesn't make sense. Now, as we began the playoffs, there were four African American quarterbacks. We're now down to one. And that's Patrick Mahomes of the Kansas City Chiefs. And my friend and colleague, Professor Whitten, it's sports entertainment. And the more I see the playoff games, the more I believe that he's right. Because the NFL was a Brady Rodgers NFC championship game. That's what they won. That's what they won. And with both of these being the home team, it's going to be a possibility. They don't care about Tennessee. They don't care about Cincinnati. They really want LA to win. Because the Super Bowl is in LA this year, right? We have a problem in the National Football League. You have a coach in Texas who does not want Mr. Watson and made it clear that he wants Watson. Miami wanted this man and the owner of the Miami Dolphins and we don't want Watson. It got so bad, they fired the head coach, who happens to be African-American. Now, I don't know about you, but the NFL is on trial this year. They can't say they can't find any black coaches, because Anthony Lynn is out there. Brian Flores is out there. Eric Bieniemy is out there. Brian Leftwich is out there. There are a number of qualified African-American coaches. And if they don't do it this year, guess what? The Glamour Cove will do its due diligence and report on the game, but watch the games that I'm done. If they don't do the right thing this year, I'm done. Because they had their chance. They had their chance. The Seattle Seahawks fired half of their coaches, including African American defensive coordinator Kendall Jr. I expect Troy Jr. to pop up in San Francisco. The Boston Bruins retired the first black player in NHL number. Willie O'Ree, number 22, will never be worn again at the Boston Garden. has retired a number. Congratulations to Willie O'Ree and the Boston Bruins. NCAA basketball as we get ready to go into the March Madness. We got 2 more weeks for March Madness. Auburn and Gonzaga, Auburn, Arizona, Purdue, Baylor, Dane, 1-5. Auburn beat Kentucky earlier today. Arizona plays Cal later on today. Purdue is at Northwestern, and Baylor plays Oklahoma soon. On the women's side, it's Alcana, Stanford, and Louisville, North Carolina, Tennessee. Louisville plays Wake Forest, North Carolina State plays Virginia Tech, and Tennessee plays the University of Georgia today. MEAC, 2 undefeated conference teams play today. Conference State against Robert Dayton. Lady Albert Bison take off Morgan State. Missouri Valley Conference, Loyola Chicago take off the Missouri State Bears. University of Northern Iowa Panthers play Drake Bulldogs. Lady Illinois State Redbirds take on Missouri State Lady Bears. In the swing, it's Alcorn State plays FMU. Southern Jaguars host Arkansas Pine Bluff. The undefeated conference, Texas State Tigers, play ladies of Bethune-Cookman Ovens. Alabama State Hornets, Lady Hornets travel to Lady Panthers of Prairie View. Pac-12, the Oregon State Ducks, beat both ranked Silver Cow schools last week. The conference undefeated Wildcats travel to the Bay Area this weekend and play Stanford and Cal. On the women's side, the undefeated Stanford Lady Cardinal play the Cowboys at home series. Okay, in the LPGA this weekend, we'll be in Orlando, Florida for the Hilton Grand Vacation of Champions. PGA last week, it was a sunny over Hawaii, and thank you, Basamora, wins in a one-hole playoff. This week is the American Express Championship in SoCal, San Diego, California. Next week, it will be the Farmers Insurance Open. WTA is the Australian Open, the first match of the year. Osaka was out as season not defender title. Serena Williams did not travel. Young Coco Gauff got bounced by Wing Wei, and Sophia Kenin beat Madison Keys in the first week of the Australian Open. Formula One, the Marine Grand Prix, March 20th, 2022. the men. Bengals just scored a field goal. It's 3-0 Wednesday, folks, we have a very serious problem when it comes to African Americans and coaching in the NFL. And like Colin Kaepernick said 7 years ago, hasn't really changed that much. It hasn't changed because the old boy never doesn't want to change. It doesn't change until you put pressure on them. Now, what I mean is this. In 2015, 2016, those two seasons, the viewing ship dropped. Now, it dropped because of two reasons. You had the guys on the left, who didn't like football because they didn't hire black coaches. You're a guy on the right who didn't like the protests. But in America, you were allowed to protest. There was a guy on the right who was totally out of line. But because the president of the United States was leading the way, they let it go. So here we are, 2021, and guess what? Guess what? You're having a drop of viewership again. If they don't get black coaches. Because 2015, the viewership drop got black quarterbacks on the field. Trust me. I'm just saying. The NFL has a problem. And they don't want to address the problem. Because the Dallas Cowboys. You have a conservative owner, Jerry Jones. Now, Jerry Jones is a buddy with Donald Trump and everybody else in the National Football League. Do you think Jerry Jones is a black coach? No. He don't want a black quarterback. He don't want a black quarterback. He got one. That's the way it is in the NFL. I'm going to take a break. When I come back, I'm going to get out of here for the game. Tennessee just kicked the ball back after three and out. My favorite, tomorrow night, we're going to do my usual opening for the Del Bodies as the Beauty Box. Another year for the Beauty Box. And we begin, as always, with the Del Bodies. So we will have the Del Bodies tomorrow at 4 o'clock at the Beauty Box Hour. We'll come back. 1973-74.
Brother, just enjoying the Delphonics as always.
Yeah, we're gonna do a concert about that.
Nothing wrong with that. Begging, never anything wrong about begging. And you know, Blog Talk leaves a lot to be desired because we've been doing this with the show almost 10 years now. Coming up in March. And see what I mean? It's like,
wow, I did that.
Well, okay, well, either way, the whole point is that Blog Talk does not respect black consumers. We've gone out of our way to do excellent work and provide excellent programming, consistently good. And every year, there's always at least one or two times where they interfere with the prophet. They did it to
every
me last
year,
night.
Every year, at least one. We got to try to do it over again.
Yes.
Every year. It never ends.
And then to make it worse, they have the nerve to imply that, oh, well, you know, you can always upgrade. They don't like the fact.
Hey, more money.
Yeah. I'm like, please, you need to stop. And we know they need to stop because they will continue to do this as long as they think they can get away with it. You know, it's frustrating. And it's annoying because all you want to do is provide good content. You know, when we were back listening to radio, that's what the DJs wanted to do. They didn't want to just play records. That's easy. They wanted to make sure that we felt connected. Like, yeah, this is our show. You know, this is our show. It's our music. We get a chance to see how we feel about it. You know, there sure ain't nothing wrong with that. But Blog Talk doesn't understand that, or they don't want to understand it. Let's put it that way.
Well, it's like the National Football League.
Mm-hmm.
National Football League cares about you. I'm being serious about this now.
I agree.
What I mean is this, folks. Colin Kaepernick told you 7 years ago what was going on.
Mm-hmm.
You had the ability to shut it down. You had the ability to shut it down.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't do it.
That's right.
But here we are, 7 years later. Eric Bieniemy, Ryan Edwards, Mr. Flores, is still looking for a head coaching staff.
Mm-hmm.
There are 25 coaching openings in the National Football League right now.
Right.
The New York Football Giants closed one of them yesterday with a GM from Buffalo, New York.
Right, I know that.
It's the old boy that works at work again.
Again.
So, the Greater Macomb is requesting that if the NFL does not do its due diligence this year, we will not be watching the NFL next year.
Yeah.
I made that very clear to my co-caravan. That's what it's going to be. Next year, if they don't do right this year, bye-bye NFL.
Yeah, I mean, it's sad that it has to even get to that point, G. But we already know what time it is.
Yep.
You don't have to have. There's nothing in your pedigree that says, "All right, well, I'm going to change my mind on this." They've made clear that you either go along with what they have, or you don't. You know,
they don't care, right?
They don't. No, they don't.
And there, because I got a note here. There's a billionaire. What's his name? The billionaire. Okay. The billionaire name is. Let's see here. Robert Smith.
Right.
He's 59 years old.
Yep.
$6.7 billion.
Mm-hmm.
A black billionaire. He wants to buy the Denver Broncos. Now, I want to see how they react to this. Because Mr. Smith has openly stated that he wants to buy the Denver Broncos.
Yeah.
Now, if they turn it down, I'm telling you, Mike, it's over. It's over.
Yeah, they will. They will. This is the Upland Boys Club. They don't want any brothers in there at all. The only reason a woman got in there was because she was the wife of somebody who died.
Yeah. And also the Williams, the Williams sisters.
Mm-hmm. And they had people in Miami.
They own part of Miami. Dolphins.
Right.
But other than that, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
So, Michael, how do we correct this thing? How do we fix this thing?
Well, traditionally, we would say we let our dollars speak for themselves. But gambling took that out. Nobody cares now. All they care about is action. If you get action off the games, that should keep you busy. Because we know once you get caught up in it, somebody's more likely to stay caught up in it as opposed to just casually doing this every now and then, like buying a lottery ticket. You know,
right.
It's a whole different thing.
Right.
So folks have to speak not only with their wallet, but with their feet. We ain't watching this. We're walking away from it. That's all. And see, even if they do that, G, the NFL can still walk away knowing that they're still getting the action. They don't care how the money gets there. They just care that there's money there.
Well, I know that. I'm going to make it very clear to these guys that if the Las Vegas Raiders played a complete season without anybody coming to the Death Star for a complete year.
Yeah.
If they didn't go to the Death Star for a complete year, the Las Vegas Raiders would still make money.
That's right.
People need to understand.
That's right. They proved
that. And once they understand that, the what happened in 2015 to 2016.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the revenue was getting lower down because the right wing was forgotten because of protests.
But you got
the left wing forgotten because of the black movement.
Yeah,
you
but
have both sides leaving the game.
Trump,
you better get your mouth shut because we need revenue. And that was the end of that.
Okay, but hold on a second. We saw this happen in the 70s. I know you can remember this as well as I did because the NFL went out of its way to do a game where there was no sound other than the sound of the referees. There was nothing else other than everybody charting who did what, who did where, and the actual action of the game. They showed that on live TV. I forget who specifically it was, but it was like, holy shit, they did it. The whole game. They showed it, they filmed it, and they didn't lose any money. They sure as shit didn't lose any ratings, you know.
Yep.
That's right. Too big to fail. Literally, just like Wall Street.
Yeah.
They're too big to fail.
And I'm wondering if they know it. I know it. That's why they do what they do, because they know it.
Mm-hmm.
Michael, who are your four picks?
In terms of?
The four games this weekend.
Well, we're watching Tennessee and Cincinnati right now. Cincinnati has come a long way. I like their rookie Jamar Chase. He's not a rookie anymore. He should be the offensive rookie of the year. Burrow seems a steady guy. He knows how to use his people. Joe Mixon has played well. And I think he's a little bit better than the Tennessee quarterback. We know the Tennessee quarterback is a manager. His job is to hand the ball off, make sure the right person gets the ball.
Yeah.
He doesn't really care much about anything else. He's like an afterthought. So I think in that regard, Cincinnati will win that game. In the San Francisco game, I would like to see San Francisco win. But again, their coach is too much of a game player. He's too cute. Now, if you let Lance play the whole game, I'd be down with him. But he is right now going to stick that swing with Jimmy Garoppolo. Garoppolo is not an elite quarterback. He gets lucky from time to time, but he's just not that good. So, sadly, it looks like the Packers are going to go away with it. As much as I would like that, just going to win.
You know what I read about? I read about this rivalry? That Aaron Rodgers has not beaten the Niners in any playoff game. I can't believe how it's been three straight games he's lost.
That's interesting.
That's weird. That's really weird.
Yeah, that is weird. You wouldn't think that would happen. Holy crap.
And I think it's because he was upset because he didn't get drafted by the Niners. He's a Bay Area boy and he played for the Cal Bears.
So I know that.
He was upset with himself for not drafting him.
He can be
because
that good.
The Niners drafted Alex Smith.
You kind of got that upset. After everything you did, you
think. The Niners drafted Alex Smith that year.
Yeah.
Which is very interesting. All right, what about the Rams and the Rams and the...
You know how I feel about Matthew Stafford. The boy is...
look out.
You already know. Forget about the Rams. They are trying very hard to get them in because Super Bowl's in Los Angeles. It'll be in the second home game 2 years in a row.
Yeah.
But Matthew Stafford is a terrible quarterback. That's what they won't tell you. No, it's not because I say he's terrible. I say, just like Bill Parcells used to say, your record tells you who you are. Matthew Stafford went 12-5. Even with 12-5, he still lost 7 more games than he's played.
Yeah.
In his career. So, you can have a better person around you. You can throw for yards and all that. But if you stink, you stink.
My thing is, I think the Rams made a bad trade with Detroit. I don't know why they did it, but they did it, and now I gotta live with it. I don't think the Rams gonna win.
Well, gee, you know they were trying to get something out of this, yeah. They knew whatever they did. Getting Matthew Stafford only meant that they were going to get somebody who had an arm who could throw the ball. That's all. There's nothing that's connected with leadership qualities or intangibles to Matthew Stafford.
Yes.
And the last game he played against San Francisco, he threw an interception in overtime. In spite of the fact they had a 17-point lead, they gave it up. So I just don't think very highly of Matthew Stafford. I think he's not good. And because of that, I have to give the benefit of the doubt. And the benefit of the doubt says, the boy shit. And as long as it's like that, it's going to stay like that. He's terrible.
Yeah. I think Brady is waiting for the Super Bowl again. I'm so tired of seeing Brady. I see Brady in my dreams. I'm so tired of him.
They can pick the score. But you know what? Brady is just going along with the program. The NFL has decided he's their poster boy. They yep. will do anything to let him win. You
right.
can't think about if Gary Gray was a defensive lineman, he'd have a yellow hanky thrown in this direction every time because even if he
yep.
thought about hitting him, there'd be a penalty.
Yep. Really, they did that last week. They got hit with the ball release.
Yep.
And they threw it back. The first quarter, I mean, the third or fourth play.
It's
like,
very
really?
Hard. It's very hard to play 17 against 11, bro. Simple as that.
Yeah.
And the referees are definitely in Brady's corner.
Mm-hmm. All right, the last game, Kansas City against Buffalo.
Well, we would love to see Patrick Mahomes carry on in general. Is defeat over the Buffalo Bills. And I say defeat over them because if the same Kansas City we saw against Pittsburgh walks out on that field, Buffalo doesn't have a prayer.
Over. Yeah, it's Patrick, over. Yep. Yeah.
Mahomes and the offense were clicking on all cylinders.
Yes.
And that's what we want to see. Your field general playing at the very best time you can possibly play, playing the very best that you possibly can.
No, Michael, the Cody situation, there are eight openings at the head coaching, right?
Yep.
Now, what are you going to do?
Yeah, make you choke thinking about it.
Yeah, but, yeah, look, it does.
They've already made clear who they're in bed with. If you get an Eric Bieniemy, a Todd Bowles, a Flores in there, well, hooray for them because they deserve to be there. But the quotient for winning for a black coach is no different than output for a black player. You must
yep.
show that you're dominant. You have
yep.
to be super Negro. If you're not,
yep.
so say, what's wrong with him? It's only because of how Pittsburgh decides to set up as upper management that
yep.
Mike Tomlin has been there for 15 years in a row
yep.
with a winning record and carrying on doing what he's doing. That situation would not happen anywhere else. Somewhere he would have been fired. You know, and God forbid if he was in Miami, just like Flores was, he could have a comeback season and then walk in his office the next day and say, you know what, it's been a slice, but get out. And remember, Florida is a right-to-work state. So everything that Mike Tomlin did doesn't mean jack. He came into a new situation. And now we decided, well, you're not that good. We'll see you later. And they can fire him for any reason they want.
McCarthy and the Dallas Cowboys. You know, I am no genius. But what I saw last week in Dallas, McCarthy need to go. Here's the reason why McCarthy needs to go. At the end of the year, most teams get better at the end of the year.
That's true.
You do not make offsides.
Mm-hmm.
You do not do player emotion calls. They had four motion calls the first half. You don't do that.
That's all for
at the end of the game because by game 17, you
mm-hmm.
know what the count is. By game 17,
yeah.
you know what your quarterback is doing. So what's going on in Dallas?
That's right. Look, what Dallas did and what they've done is they put their own self out on Front Street. Everybody knows Jerry Jones didn't get the white quarterback he was looking for because he would have sold his mama for Trevor Lawrence.
Yeah.
But we also know Jerry Jones has to deal with what he has, which is a very capable quarterback named Dak Prescott, who happens to be black. And if we weigh everything in black and white, Dak's record says he's a good quarterback.
Yeah.
Dak's record says he's an improving quarterback.
Yeah.
Dak's record says that he can start in the National Football League. He just shouldn't start for Jerry Jones because Jerry wants a white quarterback, even with victories that Dallas gained in making the playoffs. Jerry wasn't happy. And until he gets a white quarterback, Jerry won't be happy. So
no.
the result that he got where San Francisco played beat the clock with him was sticking his craw for a lot longer because it's how he lost. Time just ran out. You know, you can always do something about being in the huddle, making the game winning play, but you can't do anything if there's no clock.
Right.
He ran out of time.
Right. And we got Mr. McLean, the editor emeritus of the editor. What's up, D?
That's my head coach. have you guys, you know, while we're on the thing of coaches, black coaches, have you seen this story that moved about Jim Caldwell earlier today?
No.
He had to refute a report from SI where he said that he, where they're claiming that he refused to interview with the Jaguars and the Vikings.
Oh.
He actually came out with a statement on Twitter and to the media basically saying, you know, that's a bold-faced lie. I did interview my, you know, said some things about the owners.
Interesting.
Here's the other take. Now, as we, you know, Lord knows we've been talking about the flight of black head coaches in the NFL for years.
Yeah.
And we've known of instances where black head coaches have taken quote unquote fake interviews so
right.
that the Rooney Rule could be whatever.
The $20,000 handshake. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Matter of fact, I think Leslie Frazier, I think, was one person that was named.
Yep, Frazier definitely had one.
And I forget, mm-hmm. Who the other one was. But see, now, let's put it this way. I believe Jim Caldwell, you know, knowing the kind of person he is that, you know, he did things. But would it bother me if he didn't? Absolutely not, because see, you know,
exactly.
Because these black head coaches know what the deal is when they're being brought
yep.
in. You know, they're basically gone, you know, to a certain extent. If a team has already made up its mind as to who they're going to hire,
yep.
they're just basically going there for a Red Buttons dinner.
That's true.
Because Red Buttons never got a dinner.
I never had a dinner.
but see. And see, you also have to remember how the media plays into this whole thing as well. Because when it's convenient for them, they will, you know, bring about what, you know, the Rooney Rule. Now, look, we all know the Rooney Rule has basically gone the way of the infield fly rule in baseball.
True.
It doesn't have any, it's toothless. And to a certain extent, a lot of these rumors, whatever you hear going on with coaches, because like now, apparently, the Giants have been talking with Brian Flores, according to
mm-hmm.
sources.
Did the Giants interview African American for the GM job?
Probably not. I can't say.
They had one.
And see, that's the thing. Also, you know, they won two Super Bowls with him, which people seem to forget
mm-hmm.
Along the way. But
that's right.
but the thing, but see, here's the thing. We all know there are media trolls in all different sports. Pro football, no different. I always try to tell folks, this period, you know, the only people who are lying to you more during the NFL offseason is Congress and the House. And you cannot separate the shinola from you know what. And that's what makes this whole who want to see. It wouldn't not, now. Josh McCown, yeah, that Josh McCown.
Exactly.
I believe that's how his wife affectionately calls him. But apparently, the Houston Texans have made overtures to Josh McCown. You literally got to take it with 65 grains of uniodized salt in regard to this, because, like I said, the rumor mill now is, put it this way. Was it Mark Twain that said, lies, damned lies? Somewhere in those three is the NFL, coaching carousel.
True.
But I still, even with that being said, I still think you're going to get 2 to maybe 3. That's just my now. Maybe it's more hope than whatever. But I do get the feeling, because there are so many brothers out there, at some point, I think what's happening with a lot of these teams, and even with the no incentive to win in the NFL. There are a lot of teams that are becoming more and more embarrassment.
Yep.
The New York Jets.
It should be a shame themselves.
I get it with the Giants, because the Giants have been, look, Robert, they're not going to fire Sal after 1 year.
No. 1 year,
especially when, even as honest or ugly as they look, there was progress. There was progress with them. Put it this way. He's not going to get the treatment that the Texans gave. David Culley. He's not going to get the David Culley treatment.
Right.
The sad thing is, I think Houston fired him because they felt like they could get a quote unquote big name.
Name coach, yes.
They also fired him because they were a Negro telling them what to do. That was for that too.
Oh no, I think we'll see. Here's the thing. Culley, this is not to justify whatever. Culley sort of knew the situation he was getting into, because everybody and their mama knew that Watson was not going to play this year, and they would basically have to, have quarterback by committee, for lack of a better word. Being said, the fact that management did this, because see, the thing that I hate the most is that once the Watson thing is done, and I do think it will, I do think he will be back in the NFL this year, then all of a sudden they're going to do like Cincinnati and start signing guys and trying to make it come to Houston. But see, all that being said, I look at Houston, I look at Jacksonville, and don't get upset, I look at the Raiders, and those are three jobs right now. Well, ironically, they're all in the AFC too.
I would not want a Raider job right now.
Well, see, to be honest, I think they've got their guy, at least from the play. You know, look, the players love him. They still had all sorts of issues with the team after the whole Gruden thing. First of all, no disrespect to some of the players, but Uber, Lyft, come on, y'all, and then the other idiot who was basically doing his best Wayne LaPierre impersonation on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
So it's you know they're to say that they have issues would be whatever. But if you go strictly by how the players feel, they play for the guy and good, bad, playing for the tie or what have you, they got in the playoffs. Now, the crazy thing is this is the same thing that happened in South Beach, but they got rid of their guy. But, you know, end of the day, a lot of this just goes back to the damn incompetence of these organizations.
General manager, the owners.
The entire organization, the entire team, look, it was a power struggle in Miami because this was black on black crime. You know, the GM basically said, "You out of here." And look, in the NFL, especially now, while it's good that the players whatever go, the biggest thing that has to be able to get along is your coach and your GM. And if your coach and GM basically are going to be are going to have a adversarial relationship,
yeah,
it's going to affect. It's definitely going to affect. Now this guy that the Giants just signed. Now he was with Buffalo, I guess. So he's not. I don't know. Now this is his first GM.
He's very young.
That's a plus or a minus too, because see, let's face it, there aren't too many of the old. I mean, when you consider that Jones, Snyder, Biasucci in Baltimore, I mean, Rooney is based Rooney, and to a certain extent, the Tishes are old money. There's very few old money left in the NFL now. Very, very few. When Jerry Jones and the Snyder are considered the grizzled veterans, you know something's up.
Gentlemen, the Rooney Rule. Okay, I've gotten a conclusion to this. The NFL needs to can the Rooney Rule and start all over again. Because what's happening now is these teams are circumventing the rule. And so why is it even there?
Well, it's a poor pretense, Gary.
You know what? I'm sorry, man. It's a replay. The rule in and of itself isn't bad. It has to be modified. Because see, for all the hand wringing that goes on with instant replay, the biggest problem is you've got it, but you're still fucking it up.
It's true.
Nice way of saying it, and that's the thing with the Rooney Rule. The rule in and of itself is not the problem, but like with a lot of things, it has to be look. It's like anything that goes into legalese, whatever. It always has to be updated. It always has to be amended, and what have you. But see, the NFL. But see, here's the thing: the NFL never wanted to amend. This was the equivalent of the NFL putting slogans on the helmets and on the field and all that other stuff. You know, let's throw some money at it. And hopefully it will go away.
It'll go away.
And see, if anything, like with anything, manipulative rich folks are going to find loopholes to it, and that's basically what has happened here.
Yeah.
Because if anything, I think the hiring practices have gotten worse since the Rooney Rule's been in effect.
Because they'll
always hold up Mike Tomlin. But see, that's just one job. And oh, by the way, that was done by the guy that the frickin' rule was named after. So you've gotta separate the bullshit with the rhetoric. And
yep.
See, at the end of the day, while numbers-wise, there may be more black hires, but see, here's the deal. Of course the numbers are going to be better peripherally because they weren't getting hired. You know, it's like the same argument baseball uses. Oh, we consistently outdraw the NFL on a yearly basis. Yes.
It's more games
as opposed to 16 by game. Of course.
Yeah.
I don't need to be a math major to know that 162 is a little
True.
Bit more than 16, you know? But see, again, it's a lot, you know, again, we have, you know, I bring up the Caldwell thing because it's interesting that they sort of called
mm-hmm.
him out, so to speak, because if there's ever a guy who should be coaching in the NFL, it's Jim Caldwell.
It is Caldwell. Yeah.
Yep.
You know, he was a success at night. You know, he was a success in Indiana.
Yes, he was.
Success in Detroit.
Yeah, in Detroit.
Here, you know, I mean, you know, put it this way. Yes, being one of the winningest coaches in Detroit Lion history is the equivalent of being the world's tallest midget in the city of Pontiac. But it's still counting something. Because look, when they brought in Captain Lou Albano, he couldn't do anything. Now they got this guy now that, I mean, would it be safe to say that he is in over his head just a little bit?
A little bit,
to his credit, they play for him.
Yeah.
They play for him. And that will have him keep the job a little bit longer because let's face it, the fact that Mike McCarthy has won a Super Bowl, to me, that is the only reason why, for now,
I agree.
He is getting a check from the law firm of Dumb, Dumber, and Real Fucking Dumb.
Yep. We have now in front of us a situation where, okay, so you can get away with a player not playing as well. You can say, the boy is shit, and we know it's true. We can get away with, depending on where it is, we can get away with a team not playing up to snuff and say, the team ain't shit. But now, thanks to the situations in Houston and Detroit, we have situations where a whole organization ain't shit because they're not doing what needs to be done.
Yeah.
To get their franchise better.
Oh, yeah, Mike, by the way, for the boy ain't shit emoji, does it automatically does the picture of Mike automatically come up? By the way,
oh, hell
I need to know. I need to know.
Oh hell yeah!
Mm-hmm.
We got 910.
That's not Kekalaki, the professor.
Let me see.
Coming from under the snow in Fidler, North Carolina. Thank you. And since you all are bringing up incompetence personified within a 2.5 to 3 mile distance between the arena in the stadium, the football stadium here in North Carolina. We have a basketball team that nobody 30 miles away know anything about.
That's
and then
true.
There's a football team that's,
nobody
well,
cares about
at least the football team has a TV show in Eastern North Carolina that broadcasts into the Triangle Triad and coastal area of North Carolina. The
That's
basketball
point,
team doesn't even have that. And how you get to be a billionaire so that you can buy a football team and still keep this moron who needs a shave worse than I do, and I haven't shaved in over a week. And it was almost like, no big deal. I'm white. I got another year. And it's pathetic to ridiculous. And then the basketball team, there are at least one, two, three. Matter of fact, there's a couple of HBCUs who are better known across the state than the professional basketball team. Now you go figure that one out.
Damn.
And they have they have the quote GOAT, which is a lie. But they have the GOAT as one of their owners, and he's the face of the team. Problem is, I mean, that's like putting somebody's ass in the window. You know what you got?
And on a day like today, putting your ass in the window would not be wise.
No, it would be stuck to the window most likely.
wait a minute, Professor. Now, you're in an area where the football and basketball teams, pro teams, should have been a cash cow. I have a feeling that cow has been on the diet. What happened?
In the case of the basketball team, Michael Jordan was one of the owners. So Michael Jordan he's the basketball god of the West. And he's pretty much kind of like that dude behind the curtain in The Wizard of Oz.
Yeah, paying attention to the man behind the curtain.
Just a little taller.
The football, and you could even go so far as to say, well, they have black ownership, so you know they're a little slipshod. So what? At least there's a major shareholder who is a darkie. Right. You can't even say that about the football team. The only black face they have that's a public figure is Davis, who used to play linebacker for them. He participates in their weekly show, which shows in that area. Excuse me?
What
they do with
Cam Newton? Cam Newton, quarterback Cam Newton.
They actually have two black quarterbacks.
One who ran a wing T
type offense in college for the aforementioned head coach.
Yeah, PJ Walker. He ran it for Matt Rule.
And then you have one Cam Newton, who is still setting the new dressing standards for football in his own head, because nobody else around dresses like he does.
Only ushers and folks from the church.
I used to usher in church. Ushers don't dress like that. And get this. They have, I mean, you know, they went out and hired, correction, they went out and signed a white guy to play quarterback who couldn't play dead where he was. So where they got the assumption that he would play, be able to play dead in Charlotte would be on me.
That's what they did.
He's just as dead in Charlotte as he was in Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
No difference.
No, he's more so not because he's older.
Mm-hmm. But in fact, this way, there's probably some witness protection folks looking at both teams and saying, who the hell is that?
True that.
No, there are probably some witness protection folks out there who are saying, why are they protecting him?
Well, but
T Mac.
I would ask Ray to think with that as the other two gentlemen. Now here we are, 2022. We got eight coaching openings. How many African American coaches are gonna get hired?
Let's see. Let me put on my Wizards hat.
Yeah.
We got Tomlin, who I was, as a Steelers fan, I'd say he's pretty safe.
Yep, he's safe.
So he's talking about
if
the
you come out, hey, if you come out with Tomlin right now, I know you got Leftwich and the guy from KC. Who ought to be out there?
Yeah.
I would venture to say you will probably get a split between one of the two of them. I wouldn't go any further than that.
What about
the Dolphins? They just fired one, didn't they?
They just fired him in Chicago.
Gentlemen, in the history of professional NFL, professional football, when is the last time that you can remember that any NFL team hired a black coach to replace a black coach?
Come on.
Taking it a step further, they have spent the last 2-3 weeks advertising the return of the USFL. Remember?
That's right.
Which has been known to be a hotbed for black coaches.
True.
Well, yeah. I would venture to say I think there are 8 teams. I would venture to say there will probably be as many head coaches in the USFL, black, or in or Hispanic, or in or Oriental, anything with a good tan if they go and get somewhere where COVID isn't too bad. Beyond that, and I would venture to say by this time next year we will be saying, you know, we got 4 black coaches at the professional level. You have almost that many managers in baseball, which has never been a hotbed for Negroes.
We only got 2 in baseball.
You're right about that. But
okay.
You know what? I'm more surprised, Fred, that no one has really said anything about the USFL. We just started seeing teasers for it over the last couple of weeks.
I think the deal just came through.
Mm, yeah.
Because remember a few months ago, back in the summer, they had some kind of league, and it looked like they had like 35, 40 players.
Yeah.
COVID-19,
Well, no, they had the USFL, and it crashed because of COVID. But since then, they've had this other league where I remember one of the games I caught the tail end of it. I think it showed on NBC or Fox.
The United
Football League? Oh, yeah, that's the spring.
Yeah, yeah.
That was was no, no, no. That was yeah. That was the American the Alliance.
Okay.
Yeah, them. And they had. I know one of the games I caught a piece of. They had two black coaches facing each other, and I think that was the extent of the black coaches.
Yeah. Mike Singletary. It was Mike Singletary and Pep Hamilton.
That's right. That's right. Yes, that was the XFL.
So you know.
What happened to the African League, the one that Buddy Oba was doing?
They're supposed to start. This year. And they're supposed to start this year, but I have not heard anything.
Neither of us. It kind of died down. It died down.
Since you mentioned that, because I've had conversation with some people about some background information and whatnot, but I would venture to say that might have, you know, this USFL thing may have come out of the fact that, hey, we gonna have some, remember how the NFL works when they don't crush their opponents, they merge with them.
Yes.
Remember, there was this EFL and NFL.
That's true. They absorbed them. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, the same thing the NBA did. ABA, NBA.
So what you're saying is the future USFL could be merging with the NFL in three to 5 years.
Yeah, they'll keep it as a farm club because they can get away with paying starters and key players like $50,000 to $100,000 because I don't think if they got 16 teams, I mean,
they have a cap, no doubt.
They got eight teams.
Mm-hmm.
They're only going to play say 12 to 14 games a year.
That's right.
They got to finish up in time
for the draft.
Right.
And so, I wouldn't put too much faith in that as an outlet because, we have documented history of how these people go out there and what the kind of stuff they do.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they have to do at least a year before even, you know, they could even think about merging. They have to at least get it off the ground. Now, mm-hmm. what's going for them is that apparently, I guess, they already have a TV contract with Fox Sports, I believe.
Fox Sports.
They're going to show the game. So they're going to show the games nationally. So, we'll see. I mean, I actually like both leagues, the Alliance and the XFL. But again, it's that whole crush, kill, destroy sort of thing where they, if you're not willing to, quote unquote, play ball with the NFL, they will.
And with the
USFL, when you have a role from within, this is what happens.
Don't forget the financial ramifications of this. When the USFL was functioning, Trump buys the Jersey Generals. Herschel Walker's a star player, along with Doug Flutie. They win the last championship, and then Trump starts all this shit about trying to trust.
They never won.
Philadelphia,
that's right. Sorry about that. Well, the whole point was Trump tried to lift up the profile of the USFL, which was a big mistake. And then he fucked up, and they spanked him and gave him $3 for cab fare on the way out of the court ruling.
And I believe that issue in 2016, when Trump did what he did,
he tried to get in the NFL, but he did it twice, because basically his whole thing of playing head up against the NFL was that he thought that, you know, that would be, he would be able to backdoor his way
into the NFL, and
it failed miserably. And then after the USFL broke up, he tried to, I forget which team it was that he tried to get.
He tried Buffalo. He wanted to buy Buffalo.
Oh, the Buffalo? Oh, okay. Yeah,
he
makes
Buffalo,
sense, you know,
and
right,
that's
right,
what
it
is. Yeah.
And St. Louis Cardinals.
Well, everybody tried to get the Cardinals at one point, didn't they?
The thing
with Trump and all these other people out there who are trying to quote buy teams and so forth, because I know somebody posted something on, I want to say it was on Facebook in the last few days about Robert Smith being the next I just looked at the headline, but the thing with Trump, you know, when you go out to the credit of this gentleman who owns the Carolina team. Brumman actually has real money. His money is not smoking mirrors. And here's my stupid kids, you know, just because I'm able to. You'll see, the question I was going to pose to you guys is, how is it that, you know, with Fox coming up with this new football league thing, package, and they're basically now the premier broadcaster of not only NFL but also college basketball. Because they have what used to be the Big East Conference. I watched a little bit of Georgetown the day before I fell asleep. But you know, how
they
is
actually
it?
Got a couple, they actually got a couple. They actually got a couple of the major
money. So much of the money that Fox makes has to do with black folks. But they're the most politically right wing. Station, you know, network on television.
Yep.
Is it just me?
You know what I had to say?
Going back to 1980, when Fox first came on the air. In 1989, 1980, when they first came on, they had 14 black shows. 14.
Yeah.
And
they're
three,
still among
four years, they were all gone for three.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because, I mean, that's where Living Color and several others came
right.
from.
Right.
Matt and Children all
right.
of them.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But that's, you know, it's I just find it interesting that they can be so, I mean, between the lies they put out as part of their right-wing politicalness and some of the shows they put on TV, you just go down the list. There've been a list of successes on Fox, but then they don't want you to vote. They don't want to, you know, they don't care if you starve to death.
To me, I akin it to the old master-slave relationship, you know, I mean, you know, you got to remember, they were going to treat you nice to a certain extent because they wanted you to do the work, but they, you know, end of the day, they did not care about you.
Yeah.
So,
what was the NFL doing?
You know, we spend our dollars. we spend our dollars. They want our dollars, but they don't want us. That's the oldest trick in the book. And Fox doing this is no different, because in particular in Living Color, you know, Living Color wasn't supposed to succeed. The Living Color was one of those throwaway shows that they were going to whatever, but it succeeded, was very successful, and won awards and whatever. But again, as someone who religiously watched the show,
yeah,
those early years, it was about the Wayans, the Wayans family, you know, dominated.
Yep.
But
mm-hmm.
near the end, as it was, you know, beginning to whatever, it became the Jim Carrey show.
The show got wider.
Yeah.
And not just that.
They started putting pressure on some of the Wayans, and they basically told them to go to hell.
And see, that's no different from any black entity when it gets whitewashed, for lack of a better
mm-hmm.
word. And see, whether it be professional sports, whether it be entertainment, whether it be the business world or what have you. I mean, I'll use BASN as a perfect entity. You know, Roland was approached many times by white organizations to buy out BASN, and he never did, because he knew that it would be like when Viacom bought BET. BET would become the white man's version of black TV. And unfortunately, that old trick never changes. It's always been there. That's why you always have to be very, very leery in regards to having, and you know, this is the nicest way I could say it, white infiltration of many of your traditional black entities. Because remember, they want to, you know, end of the day, for them, it's never about money to a certain extent. It's about control. Because when you look at prior NFL, when you look at prior black folks trying to get into the NFL in particular, the
you
biggest
know,
thing has always been, and it goes back to what Fred said in regards to Pepper and Carolina. Pepper is a hedge fund guy, if I remember correct. So you know he's got some bucks. One of the reasons why we remember the particular guy that tried to get the Vikings a few years back, and when Cosby and Peyton tried to do particular ventures, their money was not on hold. They only allowed them to a certain extent because of the name value. But when the money thing came up, that's when they said, you know, you can't hang.
And that's the
sad part. Because see, now Michael in Charlotte may be the one lone exception. But see, if you remember, and this, I don't know if this is an answer to Fred's question, but that's the only franchise that I know that went from one black owner to another black owner. You know, the former,
yep.
you know, because remember, Bob Johnson bought the
that's right, Bobcat.
No selfish reasons whatsoever, mind you. But then automatically was switched over to Jordan. But that's the thing.
You see, Jordan, by his stature as a player, has gotten to be who he is. And you also got to understand what you get when you get a Michael Jordan and a few of these other guys too, because you know, Michael Jordan is cut from Tim Clark, is the gentleman that took over the UNC program.
Yeah.
And the first thing out of his mouth is he met his white wife. And,
hell yeah. And you, my wife.
Oh, Lord. Sadly, we have to come to grips with the fact that the sports entertainment
business
that Fred spoke on, sports business, yes, is so true, and sadly true, because we know no matter what they do, while Roland did what he did, it wasn't Dave Chappelle money, but it was Dave Chappelle action. He did that. He sacrificed that. For whatever you want to say about him, good or bad, he turned it down because it wasn't enough. And God bless him on that. But too many others would have just swallowed the Kool-Aid and went on with it. And it would have been cool TV and it would have been ridiculous, sadly.
And see, it's that's the thing, because look, you want to be able to make money off of what you do, of course, but also the message is also the thing as well, and that's a slippery slope for a lot of folks, because I'm not gonna tell nobody how they should make their money.
But I think
it's important what Fred does and what we do and what.
What happened to the Chinese version of magazine?
I think it was lack of funding or what have you. I don't know the exact stuff because there's still a lot of. it's a lot of unanswered questions along the way in regard to Roland. I'll leave that for another
conversation. The reason why I ask that question is when I look at the statistics of our website, it's always a Chinese version, always a Chinese representation on our website. Every week
We China, Canada. I think there was from Germany as well, Mike. At some point,
yes, there was.
Yeah, we had a big, Africa in the motherland as well.
Mm-hmm.
And again, this is not to pat ourselves on the back or anything like that. It's just a fact. We carved out, and we still are carving out our own niche over the years.
Mm-hmm.
Full disclosure, we had some problems from within to try to further the site, and that's one of the reasons why it's BASN Newsroom, formerly Black Athlete Sports Network.
By the way, that website is full of viruses. You can't even get in there now because it's so virus-laden now.
And there's a reason. All I'll say is, what do you like to say, Mike? Karma may never be on time, but she's always been an appointment.
I'll just leave it at that.
But
gentlemen, we come to the end of the road. So Michael came in first. Michael go out first.
Well, since we started this a couple of weeks ago, we've revamped and reworked funk as concept. Funk is one of the four food groups: funk, jazz, blues, and soul. And we're concentrating on funk. We're doing funk from A to Z. And obviously we're in the B's, and it's going to be a lot of B's. So we're going to be around the B's for a while. But we're going to lay down any bit of funk that we can and make it work, and then we move on. So 9 p.m. Sunday.
Time and place.
9 p.m. Sunday Eastern, funk from A to Z. We'll continue. And you don't, if you hear B's, there's somebody very familiar who you'll hear. So you can hear the word. So, we will see you Sunday. For everybody else traveling, please go safe, stay safe, be safe. Wash your hands. Wear a mask. And wash your damn ass.
Professor, what you got?
Well, I came in late, so I just be quick with it. I'm glad Gary has continued his, and all of us are working to tell the story. We got a story to tell, and I'm snowed in here in North Carolina. I'll be in another couple of days because I ain't lost nothing out there, and I got plenty of food.
Have you done your Armageddon shopping?
You got about 5 or 6 inches of snow. That's more than enough.
So you've already done your Armageddon shopping, Fred?
Oh, I did that Thursday.
Oh, there you go.
I know you said you got a smokehouse down there. What do you normally have down there?
How bad is it down there?
Yeah.
It's 6 inches of snow plus ice.
They had a
plane slide up the runways last night up in Raleigh. They just moved it a couple hours ago.
Holy shit!
Nobody was hurt, but they just went off the edge of the runway. It slid, hit a pack of ice, and slid off the runway.
No.
But everybody got off safely. No, they didn't have to do the I call them the pillow ladders, but everybody got off safely just in a bad spot.
Well, we got a fire. We got a massive fire in Santa Cruz. It's like, here we go. It's like a month early for this.
A fire in Santa Cruz? What the hell is going on up there?
Yeah, it started last night around 11 o'clock.
You know, those Ram fans really need to chill the hell out.
No shit. All I said was the Matthew Trump wasn't shit. I didn't lie.
What's going to happen?
Okay, Tony, you next. Scoring update from Music City. It is 9-6 the Bengals at the half.
Big girls. Yeah.
Well, the girl, if this keeps up, the girls may be in the AFC Championship game. I mean, albeit on the road, but King Henry scored the lone touchdown for Tennessee, but they tried to go for two and they stopped him at the one.
What in the world are these guys doing? Going for two? I haven't all seen before doing this.
I don't mind it. I mean, look, NFL, I've come to the conclusion that NFL coaches don't know how to add, basically.
Sure.
That's the nicest way. But isn't it funny? For so long, the NFL never had the 2-point conversion. And now, they don't even score touchdowns if they try to go for two now. That's how crazy it is.
All right, well, thank you, gentlemen, for coming on board. Good. I'm gonna be interested to see how many African American coaches are gonna be at the end of this. I'm telling you, and I told the Gold Caravan, if they don't do the right thing this year, the Gold Caravan will not be watching National Football League in 2022.
I hear you. And maybe we'll follow you, Gary.
Really?
Thank you.
We've done it. We've done it. We've done it before.
I'm being for real about that. They don't do the right thing this year. I'm done.
I agree.
Yeah.